With new voting maps for Montana's legislature to be revealed soon, Native American communities are encouraged to watch the process closely. Billings-based Western Native Voice wants the Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission to respect tribal sovereignty in this process. One of the commission's goals is to keep communities of interest, such as tribes, intact. Tahim Perez with Western Native Voice says that's important, as well as ensuring that people in the legislature come from these communities.
Candidates of choice are from your community, and that these communities should be able to have the opportunity to elect someone that shares their values and shares who they are and the unique history and the unique cultures of these tribal areas.
The commission has scheduled 9 public meetings so that Montanans can comment on the maps at the end of August and in September. That includes 3 online meetings, August 30th for the Western Region, September 9th for the Central Region, and September 19th for the Eastern Region. Perez says Montana has an independent redistricting commission and that it's done a good job of ensuring the legislature is proportionally representative of the population of Native Americans in the state. He says the independent setup of the commission has many upsides, including that it's not beholden to the governor or lawmakers.
An entire legislature, their voice is intended to be just as loud as that of the public because of this independent commission that we have. Other states don't enjoy this kind of thing.
Perez says voters should be engaged in this process.
Representation that reflects communities as they are is important, and the only way that a body like the Redistricting Commission can do that is through public comment.
The deadline for the redistricting plan is the 10th day of the 2023 legislative session. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.